butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up.
Happy Friday, everyone, and happy early holidays. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am your friendly lawyer economist on the air, but occasionally I do like to take a break from all of the lawyering and the economizing and the politicking of the day. And we have this great segment every Friday afternoon at 3:30. I'm joined by my good friend and civic media colleague, Terry Barr, to talk about what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. And it is so good to talk about these things right before the holidays. I'm taking a little break. I think Terry's getting a little break. So I'm so happy to be joined by Terry right now. Thanks so much for making time as we head off into the holiday break. Terry, thanks so much. Terry, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Oh, you guys, thank you. Do you have your sleigh ready to go to take you off and whisk you away to somewhere wonderful?
I certainly hope so. It's funny that you mentioned that because with this fresh snowfall yesterday, I was hearkening back to my sledding days of yore and some of the little precarious situations that I've gotten myself into. Little too kamikaze in my younger days, Terry, I gotta say.
And snowmobiling. I don't even really like snow anymore, so snowshoeing is about the most I'll do. Snowmobiling used to be so much fun. And I know now it's, you know, you got the heaters, you've got your gloves heated, everything's heated. So you kind of lose that old school snowmobile feel.
Yeah, it ain't what it was. I mean, the first time I was ever on a snowmobile, I think I was about 12 years old, and I was so freaking cold. I remember thinking to myself, like, when can I get off of this thing? Like, when does this ride stop? I was just so cold. Yeah, it's a different ball of wax entirely these days. I do. Maybe you won't be surprised to know, Terry, I have a pair of snowshoes. I like some snowshoeing. Yes.
Okay. We might have to bond over snowshoeing sometime this winter.
Oh, I would love that, Terry.
Me too. I've made some great friends just by going on random snowshoe hikes.
Absolutely. So, well, it's sort of like finds like. You're like, oh, you're a crazy person out here in the snow too. Hello, friend. 100%. I'm with you.
Exactly.
They were, in fact, a wonderful Christmas present that I got about, I don't know, like before COVID by a few years, because I got to take them out a few times. And they're the real light ones, the fiberglass ones.
Aren't they terrific?
That was a whole new ball game. I had been on some old school snowshoes before. That was much more work. Much more work.
Well, I have got some good local overlooked. Yes, good news for you.
I love it.
And, you know, with the snow we've had in the week, we could have maybe used Rudolph to get us through the snow.
Yes.
I know you've been talking about your favorite holiday music, and of course you're not favorite.
Yes.
Where does Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer rank on your holiday music?
It's a great question. We had one of our texters when we did this segment on Wednesday was not a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer fan. But I have to say, as a perpetual underdog, as someone who became a lawyer to fight for the underdog, who's someone who tries to always stand up for people who may not have a mic in their face or an elevated platform to speak from. I love the underdog story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and so I love the song.
Oh, that you put that perfectly. That ties into everything for everyone. Did you know, though, there is a Wisconsin connection to Rudolph? And I can tell you all about it.
I did not make me smarter, Terry.
Oh, Maury Laws called Appleton home. He moved there with his wife in the 1980s. She actually had family there and decided, you know, Maury, let's go be closer to my family. They had lived in both New York City and Hollywood. And that's when Maury made a name for himself. His break came on the Ed Sullivan Show. Uh-huh.
That tracks.
Young guy gets on there, plays guitar, and his career takes off. He ends up being the musical director for many movies back in the 60s and 70s. But prior to that, his claim to fame, he did all the music for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He was considered the musical director of that. He also did, and this I only learned recently, I knew about his connection to Rudolph, but he also wrote and directed the music for Frosty the Snowman.
I was just going to say, because that was going to be my very next question, was he involved with Frosty the Snowman? Because there is clearly a musical viewpoint and like a shared aesthetic in both of those movies.
And so he did work with the likes of Burl Ives, Fred Astaire, all of these people that when you hear their voice, you know them from these beautiful stop action cartoons, I guess I will call it. And here to know, Maury Laws was sitting in Appleton, Wisconsin, writing some of the greatest music of our time, especially when it comes to the holidays. It's kind of funny when they moved to Appleton, and I worked for a short time with Maury's wife. She was a television producer on the big scene in New York and Hollywood, and then came and worked with us in Green Bay, which was just wonderful to get her viewpoint. But she once told us, her only request with Maury in moving to Appleton was there had to be some kind of musical community that he could be a big part of. And he ended up directing the orchestra and getting involved at Lawrence University. So he came and made a name for himself right here in Appleton, Wisconsin as well. So I just love that story so much.
That is amazing. I'm smarter for it now. Maury Laws relocating to Appleton, Wisconsin, helping create two of the most iconic Christmas movies and Christmas jingles that are really now top of mind numbers for anybody that grows up in the United States. I mean, everybody knows those jingles.
Yeah. And they did live there until he passed away, which he was 95 years old. And we lost him in 2019. But he lived there, a good chunk of his life.
Well, thank you to the Laws family for sharing your parents' wonderful talents with all of us. What a small, small world it is. You know,
I know.
From me to you, to Maury's wife, to Maury, to Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman, I feel more in the Christmas spirit with every passing second, Terry. What else you got for us this afternoon?
Come on, there are all the connections. I could see the map you were drawing. That was perfect. You know, the other thing I think a lot of people like to do is drive around, of course, and look at the holiday light displays. I love when I can get out of the car, honestly, and be able to walk around in amongst all the light displays. But there is one that is really growing in both entertainment value and because it's helping raise money for the MAC Fund, which, of course, is a fund that helps fight childhood cancer. This is called Candy Cane Lane, and it's in West Allis. It's been up and running for the past week or so, and it runs right through the Christmas holiday. Every year, more people in the Candy Cane Lane neighborhood, which is right around Oklahoma Street in West Allis, join in. And this year, 300 different homes in this area are all lit up. And of course, now it's become one of those, can we outdo the neighbors, which I hear is super fun for everybody in West Allis. People come from all over now that they're learning about Candy Cane Lane, the light displays, and the reason behind it. So there will be Santa on hand and some reindeer next week if you want to visit Candy Cane Lane. But let me tell you the most important part. Along with those 300 homes this year, they added up what they've raised for the MAC Fund in just 7 years. They have raised more than $1 million.
So, Terry, I love that you're talking about Candy Cane Lane because I love it when our brains do the same thing. So just, I can't even remember if it was this past week or when it was or if it's coming up. I have talked about Candy Cane Lane on the show and the year that this started, like the first version of it before it was called anything, it was basically just a ton of the neighbors put up a lot of kind of over the top decorations, was in 1986. That was the first year. And they had designated, hey, let's take donations and we'll donate them to the MAC fund. And that first year, they raised just around $1,500. And so if you total up, I love that you know the total for the last 7 years, because I had looked up the total since 1986. And the total amount that they've raised for the MAC fund, which is a childhood cancer awareness, education, and support charity, they have raised in that total amount of time over $3 million. Which
So I have the low number for 7 years, and you put that all together. That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing? And they've got some of the neighbors. Again, you got the neighbor that dresses up like Santa. You've got neighbors that dress up like elves. You've got the reindeers out there. They give away candy for free. It is really an absolute treasure. I also unabashedly will shop for decorating ideas from the Candy Cane Lane homes, because, you know, why reinvent the wheel? Just steal the wheel from somebody else's good decorating ideas.
I'm fully behind that idea. There's also a neighborhood now in Madison along Monroe Street. They are not yet collecting for a charity, but I've heard talk is that they are going to start next year, because they now have some 500 blown up Santas all along Monroe Street. And I was talking with an Uber driver who said he drove some folks who were visiting from out of state, and he had to drive down Monroe Street in Madison. And they looked at him and said, "What is going on?"
Oh, is that hilarious? You always know it's the Uber drivers that always have the inside stuff, right? It used to be the taxi cab drivers. It's always now the Uber and Lyft drivers that know all the info. Also going on in and around southeastern Wisconsin, since I broadcast from 540 WAUK, I love the downtown light shows that they have all around downtown Milwaukee. One of my favorite is the one in Cathedral Square Park, where different grade school children get to decorate different Christmas trees in the park. They light up all the pathways. It's just beautiful. I love looking at the Christmas lights. One of my favorite activities for the holiday season. Well, Terry, thank you so much. And I want to say very personally to you and your Max Inc. Radio family, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. It is such a pleasure for me every Friday to look forward to our conversations and to have gotten to know you as we have over this near year of doing this together. So thanks so much, Terry, and happy holidays to you.
Oh, and right back at you and your family, and of course, your listeners. Thanks for everything. And I hope everybody has the very merriest of holidays. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you, Terry. I second that emotion. Happy holidays to all of you. When we come back, I'm going to give you my sort of final thoughts and some holiday wishes for each and every one of you, because of course, here at Civic Media, we're not doing this except for all of you. You are our radio family. So everybody, keep it locked. It is also the very last day for Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win sweepstakes contest. We're minutes away from the very last keyword of the contest that's going to be coming up for you in the 4 o'clock hour with my little buddy Dom Salia. So keep it locked right here on Civic Media. We appreciate you. Happy holidays. Again, my final thoughts for the holidays, my wishes to you and yours and your family for a wonderful holiday season coming up next. Stay tuned right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and bold. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound. Oh,